Welcome back to Intrusive Thoughts with Isaiah and Dustin. We got Malachi back this week, and we've also got Troy, but he's off in the corner on a studio audience type deal. But right out of the gate, I wanted to ask you guys, would you rather have like wedges driven under your fingernails, like all 10 fingernails, or have your toes broken with a hammer, like one by one?
The fingernails happen at one time?
No, it's like one by one.
I thought it was like a machine that like just did them all, like saw.
No, it's going to be like or your hands like strapped down to a table.
And it's just like
and nails. Then there's somebody just driving a wedge underneath your fingernails one at a time.
Or break all your toes one at a time.
Yeah.
I'm taking the fingernails.
I feel like toes.
Now, you know how much longer that's going to heal? Take the heal?
I don't. He's got kind
of. Yeah, but you use your hands a lot more than you do your feet.
You ain't going to be going nowhere without feet.
Yeah, but you could still use your hands for activities.
He's thinking about masturbating. That's what he's thinking about.
No, I'm thinking about anything, bro. I can sit on the couch for 8 weeks and play video games while my feet heal. If my hands are broke, I can't do shit.
Hands aren't broke.
Just I can go take a walk in the park. No, bro, you ain't going to be able to fucking type and shit.
I've ripped a fingernail off before, and like a week after that, it just calluses over. You're good.
Yeah, but that's some...
But it's different if they... I don't know. I feel like if they're driving wedges underneath
and they rip the whole nail off, like, that's going to take some time, and those fingers are going to be, like, sensitive.
Yeah, for about a week.
I'd probably rather do the fingernails. He's kind of making some sense. Because, like...
I don't know. I'd rather have the
8 weeks off work. You still have movement in your hands. It's just going to be a little tender.
Yeah, it'd be tender. You'd probably have to go a week off work.
Mm-hmm.
At least. Maybe two. But I mean...
But with toes, you're taking...
Yeah, because if it's broken toes, you know?
I mean, I've had a broken toe, one.
Yeah, and then think about each one of those not healing back correctly.
Yeah, you'd have to go get them reset. Why are we doing this again?
It's just, would you rather? Like, it's like a...
I know, but like, why would I rather do either one of those? What? Hold on. The real question is... How did I fuck up so bad to be put in that situation?
I don't know. Like, think about it like the Saw movies, man. Those people just got abducted.
So you get abducted. They did bad shit to get abducted.
Not all of them. Some of them it was like, you fucking, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen the Saw movies, yeah, same. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, but most of them did, like, fucked up shit. Like, didn't, you know...
Pay their taxes or something?
Yeah, vetoed fucking health insurance for a dying guy and shit. And, like, that was one of the first guys.
Yeah, that was because the health insurance was for the Saul guy. I can't remember his name.
They denied him, yeah. And then one of them was, like, the first movie was The Doctor, wasn't it?
In the Room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Shit's fucked up.
Yeah, all those movies are... Actually, I think that's the second one, isn't it? Maybe it's the first one. I don't fucking
know. I remember the one with Shaquille O'Neal and Dr. Phil.
That's a scary movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of
my face. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Do you like scary movies?
Yeah, they're not bad. I fuck with them.
Do you fuck with them? You don't like scary movies?
Hell no.
Why?
Hell no. Who likes being scared?
Well, no, you don't gotta be scared.
No, I'm scared if I'm watching a motherfucking scary movie.
Are
you really? I swear.
His childhood was scary enough, bro.
Dude.
He don't want to relive it.
No. You know that movie Annabelle?
Yeah.
When it came out, I was dating Autumn. We were actually at your house.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there watching it. And, like, we're at, what was it? One of the stores we picked a movie out. I told her I did not want to watch it. I was like, you know what? I don't want to watch this movie. I'll freak the fuck out. And she's like, no, you won't. And I was like, don't get mad if I accidentally hit you because I'm watching this fucking movie. And I swear, we get like 15 minutes into it, and I jumped, and I fucking hit her right in the mouth with my elbow. She took the movie out after that.
Motherfucker, violent.
Yeah, what the fuck,
I mean, not like I purposely hit
her. I mean, I fucked with them.
It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. I've watched like the Conjuring movies and stuff like that. But
pretty good stuff.
I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, it used to fuck with me a little bit when I was a little bit younger, but like now it's just like you just watch a comedy after you watch it before you go to bed, get your mind off of it.
So, like a normal scary movie, like a slasher movie or something like that, that's no problem for me. But like,
I can deal with that. But when it comes like demonic dolls and shit, yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
Because then I'd be laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and I'd be like hearing shit.
Yeah, like that you never heard before.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It's just the furnace.
Yeah,
that's what they always tell the kids in the movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's just the furnace. Go back to sleep.
Like, next thing you know, that kid's gone without a fucking trace.
Like, the Sinister movies is what, like, really fucked me up. Like, the videos of the kids killing their whole family type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was fucked.
See, that's why I don't let my nieces and nephews come stay with me ever, because it's like, bro, kids be on some wild shit anyways, yeah. Bro. And, like, I don't know. I've seen some kids act a little sketchy, you know?
Yeah, I think one of those is my daughter, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she loves scary shit. And, like, sometimes she's like, when you go to sleep, I'm going to dig your eyeballs out with a spoon. And I'm like, you're not sleeping with me because I believe you.
What the fuck, bro?
Nope, I'm good.
She going to dig your eyeballs out with a spoon?
Bro, have you ever read the stories?
I don't know where
about...
she's seeing this shit, but yeah.
Dude.
About how, like, kids are, like, talking to dead people and shit, or, like, when they have imaginary friends, they're not really imaginary. They're like fucking ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they see, but you can't see type mm-hmm. shit. That shit fucking freaks me out.
No, yeah. No. One time she told her school that Brittany and I forget who the other person was, but Zariah told the school that they killed me and drug me down the stairs and threw me in the dumpster. So I told the school this. And then I picked her up the same day from school. And they were like, and then she's told that her like dog got run over and her dog's dead. And then Brittany goes and picks her up and has the dog in the car. So yeah. Yeah. You gotta watch yourself around that one.
I wouldn't be going around that one.
Yeah,
I know. I'd be staying the fuck away.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not getting thrown down the stairs.
One day she did call, or she had Brittany call me because Zariah was freaking out because she apparently thought I was actually dead or whatever, screaming, throwing a fit. So then Brittany had to FaceTime me and I had to sit there and talk to Zariah over it.
Damn, bro.
I was like, what are you watching?
Sounds a little sus, my guy.
I know. I feel like I'm having a little Jeffrey Dahmer or some shit.
Damn.
You have a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a kid.
I didn't know that.
She's 4.
Damn.
4.
She trying to kill you.
She is sweet.
Oh, yeah. She's a little like psycho. Sweet girl. Sweet girl.
Yeah. She keeps it up. I won't have to worry about no boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah, that's she'll kill them all.
Yeah, right?
She'll fucking be doing blood sacrifices in her bedroom.
Like, what happened to Jake? Don't worry about Jake, Dad. All right.
Turns out Jake's under the house in a fucking bag. God damn.
In a bag?
Yeah, bro, like Dahmer did.
I'd hope she done a better cleanup job for one.
Dahmer put them in fucking trash bags and shit.
I'm going to be honest. That's a weird thing to be hoping for. I hope my daughter's a better serial killer than Jeffrey Dahmer. That's sus to say. This man's out here.
Bro, if that motherfucker... Speaking of Dahmer, though, did y'all watch the documentary?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
The documentary?
The series or whatever. Yeah, I watched the series. Recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, if he would have moved around, like, he'd have probably never got caught. But he stayed in, what was it, fucking Milwaukee so long, like so many people started mm-hmm. coming up missing. His neighbor got all suspicious and shit.
Bro, it wasn't even about the fact that so many people came up missing. It was about the fact that, like...
The smell.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. smell, and then that one dude got away.
Yep.
Yeah.
So...
But, like, I mean, fuck. Imagine, like, not knowing that your neighbor's a fucking serial killer.
Oh, she knew.
No. I mean, like imagine, you know, he lives in an apartment complex. Like, imagine your fucking neighbor. Like, the weird one that fucking stared at me the other night. Fucking just... I was waiting on him to fucking open the door, and this lady's standing there with a dog just fucking, like... Like, watching me.
Maybe she just thought you were cute, bro.
I don't fucking know. I didn't get that vibe, okay? I got, like, I'll fucking eat you vibes. Like, she's fucking cooking up him and Wang in there. You know what I mean? Like, fucking him and Wang. You know what I'm saying?
No. What does that mean?
Yeah, bro. She's...
Him and Wang.
She's putting him in the Wang. You know what I mean?
What's like, the Wang?
The Wang is, like, the stir fry that she's cooking up. Like, instead of chicken stir fry, it's him. it's him and Wang, bro. It's,
what is Wang?
It's stir fry, bro. Him and Wang.
Have you ever heard I've somebody call heard, stir no. fry Wang?
No.
Bro, you trying to eat some Wang? Gives you a mouthful of Wang.
Him and Wang.
Fucking. Bro, you know what's a funny word? Tallywhacker.
Fuck, bro. Old tallywhacker.
Or, pecker. Like, who came up with this shit, you know?
Cooking up some pecker.
Dude. Okay. You seen anything good on TV lately?
Not really. I've been watching that 90s show.
I haven't even fucking started that yet. I'm way behind.
It's very mediocre at best. Mm. I feel like they just tried too hard.
I kind of seen like the trailers for it, and I was like, it really don't look as good.
They really tried too hard.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The trailers looked a little...
All these remakes have been ass, really.
Dude.
I mean, I don't know why they can't leave shit alone.
They're running out of new ideas, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So just, like, fucking come up with something or don't do it.
Come up with something fresh or just don't even fucking bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that, I guess.
Like, we don't need you ruining old shows to fucking remake them
in a
new light.
Are they really ruining old shows? Because, I mean, it's not ruining the old show. It's just kind of like, if anything, just kind of making a mockery out of the whole...
I guess.
Like, series.
Yeah, but I think it'd bring quite a bit of fucking light to the old show, you know?
Yeah. I think the problem with it is, it... Like, when that 70s show came out, people weren't gonna, like, cancel a TV show.
Yeah.
Because of...
Well, that's another
the TV show conforming to, like, some of the maybe stereotypes of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like nowadays, it's like...
Cancel culture is, like, too fucking much. Yeah, bro.
So, like, everything's got to be censored to a certain degree. You know what I mean?
And it's bullshit.
It is. It makes it boring.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, come on, dude. I don't know. What are you doing over there?
Nothing. It's like, what are you doing over there?
I don't know. You over here thinking, motherfucker, can't even take the time out to just...
I'm in this.
Sit here and just fucking enjoy the time spent with us.
I watched Yellowstone. Did you ever...
No, I never watched it.
Never watched it. You're way behind then.
Way behind. What, like 4 seasons?
Five.
5 seasons.
Well, 4.5. The second half of season 5 comes out in September, I think, in the fall.
Okay. See, I just started watching season 4 of You.
Never watched it.
It's a pretty good show. First 2 seasons are a little iffy.
Did you ever watch the one with fucking, I think it was Drew Barrymore in it, like, and she's like a fucking zombie or some shit? She's like a realtor that's a zombie or some shit?
Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah.
That show was pretty funny, honestly. It got canceled, though.
Did it?
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. Netflix they'll make a show that's like really good.
and then only do like two seasons?
Well, what happens is they put more marketing into the shows that realistically aren't that good.
Yeah.
So they'll have a fucking home run of a show, but not market it at all. And then since it's not marketed, it doesn't really get as many views as they would like.
They consider it successful.
Yeah. So then it ends up getting canceled because...
Did you ever watch Weeds?
Yeah.
I watched Weeds. Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I don't think I ever finished Weeds. I finished Breaking Bad.
Weeds got kind of dumb at the end of it. I think I finished it, though. That's when I lived with Michael and smoked a lot of weed. It was a good time.
Dude, I watched Weeds when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Forever ago, bro. But, I don't know. You haven't been watching anything good lately?
Not really.
Yeah. It's kind of whack.
It seems like every time I fucking find a good show I like, they don't even give you a fucking ending on it, you know?
Yeah,
I know. Because they cancel it before and it pisses me off.
Well, the problem is they'll have a show and they'll have it to where it's... They've already signed the contract.
Yeah.
For like 4 seasons of it.
Yeah.
But then they'll get through 2 seasons, they're not getting the amount of views that they want, and then they'll go back and cancel it and just leave you hanging.
Yep.
So then it never has an ending.
That's how they tried to do Manifest, and then somebody else picked them up or some shit.
Well, there's this show that came out on... Do you remember when YouTube tried to do like YouTube original TV shows?
Uh-uh.
So you know how YouTube TV is a thing?
Yep.
So YouTube tried to get into the whole like streaming platform deal with their own original shows. And I recently put him on a show called Wayne. And it only ran for 1 season. It was super good. But since YouTube TV, like, since the YouTube TV originals weren't... Because YouTube TV took a long time to take off. I think now it's fairly successful.
Yeah.
But only their, like, live TV service is successful. Like, their YouTube TV originals never became successful. But that show was really good. And it got canceled, obviously, because it didn't have the marketing it needed to get enough views, right? Well, but it recently became available on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading something online about how Prime is thinking about like picking it up for season 2. Because it's one of those shows that got like a cult fan base. You know what I mean? So I think with stuff like that, you have potential. Because there's a ton of shows that got canceled on the original platform that they were on, but then got picked up by another service.
Yeah.
So, I think when you have stuff like that, it...
Is that free game at that point? If Netflix cancels something?
I think what happens is, like, the other...
They have to, like, buy out the rest of the contract type shit.
They gotta, like, buy the rights to the show.
Yeah.
So... But I don't know, man. I haven't really watched anything else good lately, though. I haven't really had a whole lot of free time to just watch TV or watch any movies. But
I think one of the really good shows that they canceled that I was watching, it was like a sci-fi thing, but it's called OA. It's super fucking good.
I never watched that show, but...
It starts off kind of slow, and they have it as a two-part. I think they originally was going to do 5 seasons on it, but now it's just like a two-part thing.
Just 2 seasons?
Yeah.
And so somebody at work told me about that show, like when it was actually like a new show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never watched it, but... He always was like, yeah, man, you got to check out this show. It's super good.
Oh, it's really good. It's kind of fucked up, but it's It's fucking good. Like, you definitely got to pay attention to what's going on, and, like, you're in it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I like a show like that.
I recently watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, you finally finished it?
For the first time, yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's fucked up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude was fucking his aunt.
I mean, if your aunt looked like that, you'd probably fuck her too, though. Like,
I wouldn't.
You probably would.
I wouldn't.
If you didn't know she was your aunt, you'd fuck her.
I mean, I guess if I didn't know.
You'd fuck her. And he didn't know.
Yeah, but if
And he, once he did find out, he stopped.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing.
And then he killed her.
I feel like you, once you found out, you probably wouldn't stop.
Depends on how deep you are.
He'd be like, I was already here. I already did it once.
Yeah, he'd be like, fuck it.
Back in those days, though, it wasn't abnormal for purity reasons.
Right, right. I don't know. What do you mean purity reasons?
Back in those days, like, they tried to keep bloodlines pure.
Yeah, how pure do you think your bloodline is?
Mine?
Yeah.
Very.
Not very.
Yeah, not very at all. Now, that's not throwing shade at you. I don't feel like mine is probably all that pure either. But
well, I mean, I don't think I had any kings in my ancestry either, so. Like, it was more of, like, in, like, medieval times, it was more like kings and queens tried to keep their bloodlines pure.
Yeah. You think the royal family?
Probably all inbreeders. And they kill all the duds.
When's the last time you think that, like, one of them brothers and sisters had a baby together?
I don't know. Probably the queen, the most recent queen.
The most recent queen? You think she's a...
Like, the one that just passed away.
Yeah, you think she was the product of inbreed?
She might have been. You never know.
That's kind of fucked up.
She might have been, like, the one that was like, all right, I'm going to get me a real husband, not my brother Jim.
Well, that's why she lived so long.
Yeah.
All that incest DNA.
Don't all that shorten your life term?
All that purebred DNA, bro.
I'm not well versed on incest, you know. I ain't read many books about it, so I'm just out here kind of brainstorming a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it shortens your lifespan.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at these bloodlines. Hereditary mutations and defects. 16 royals who suffered it due to incest.
Oh, shit. It's a real thing. We're cracking the fucking code, bro.
Empress Elizabeth's cousin, King Ludwig II, was deposed for his madness. He was psychotic. Because his dad was his brother.
Oh, shit.
Damn it. It goes all the way back to Egyptians, bro. King Tut had a cleft palate and elongated skull.
Because he was inbred.
Because he was inbred. When the goddess Isis married her brother Osiris in order to maintain a pure bloodline, many pharaohs followed this tradition, including the parents of the legendary King Tutankhamun.
You butchered that name so hard, bro.
Tutankhamun? Tutankhamun. Go ahead.
I'm going to pull it up on Google. I'm going to try to read it. All right.
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun?
Yeah, he was King Tut. So it's Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun. King Tutankhamun.
Man, you really fucking... Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun, bro.
Bro.
Motherfucking inbreeders.
Damn, bro. They got an AI image of this fool.
They said Cleopatra was not stunningly beautiful. She was probably obese.
That motherfucker looks like he was in special ed, bro.
You can't say that, bro.
Oh, damn, oh, dog.
Oh, man.
Dude, shit. Hey, you know what's
canceled.
Funny? I rode the bus with some kids that look like that, bro.
You go,
dude, here's one, bro. Princess Nahini Hana's people turned against her for her incest.
Nahini Hana's?
Nahini Hana's.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure that you're pronouncing any of these names. She fucked her brother, correctly.
King Kamehameha III.
King Kamehameha?
Kamehameha, bro. K-A-M-E-H-A-M-E-H-A.
I think that's Kamehameha.
Oh my god, dude, he's a fucking Dragon Ball character. They were married in 1825. She was expelled from the church.
For sleeping with her brother?
Yeah, he had a sick mustache, so.
Oh, man.
Wow. Dude. Right on. Inbreeders. That's hot, bro. Well, I mean, they say they're all scattered throughout the hills of West Virginia, so. I mean, like, Hills Have Eyes?
The Hills Have Eyes, I think that takes place in, like...
No, Wrong Turn was West Virginia, wasn't it?
I think so. Maybe Kentucky.
No, it was West Virginia.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, see? You gotta watch out. Have you seen the newest Wrong Turn movie?
No. I stopped at, like, 3.
So, the newest one, it's a whole twist on it, man. It's like, it's not inbreds. It's like a secret village in the woods, bro. And anybody that gets too close to where their village is, they go ahead and just kill them.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, then, how do they keep the village populated?
By fucking each other.
Yeah. So, inbreds.
Well, no, because there were enough settlers to begin with that they're not all related to each other.
Yeah, but eventually, if they didn't branch out, they're all related.
No, bro.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, but you're talking about like...
thousands of years, yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking about like...
eventually, you're fucking your cousin.
Not cousin, maybe like...
and then it goes from cousin to sister.
Nah, bro. Yeah. They had rules set up. They had rules in place not fuck your sister.
Okay. Yeah. Don't fuck your sister.
Yeah.
But she's hot, Paul.
Look, dude, just watch the movie. You'll get it. All right?
No, you're watching a movie, but I'm telling you, a private society would eventually have inbreds.
You think so?
They would have to.
Why? Yeah.
Say you have 30 people. 30 Is that people. Enough to start a colony?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so 30 people that are not related.
All right, 15 adult men, 15 adult women.
Okay.
All of them have, let's just say all of them have 3 kids.
3 children.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 90.
Well, that would be 90 children plus the 30 originals.
Yeah, but the 30 originals is eventually going to die. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, well then say the 30 originals die. Now you got 90 people.
Yep.
Say they manage to have an even amount of women, like... girls and boys.
But they're not going to.
I know, but say they did.
Okay. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That'd be 45 boys, 45 girls.
Okay.
All of those kids.
Yep. Pick a different person to have a kid with.
Yeah.
That's not related to them. That's not their cousin.
None of them were related to begin with, but now that I think about it.
Yeah, but you're going to have 3 children from each of the first 30.
Okay, well then let's backtrack. They had 60 kids, not 90 kids. So they had 2 kids apiece.
Okay.
One boy, like a son and a daughter apiece.
All of them.
Yeah.
Managed to do that.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Just luck of the draw.
60 kids. All right. The parents are dead or no longer breeding and dying off slowly.
Yeah.
You've got 60 children, 30 boys, 30 girls. Okay.
Okay.
They pick.
And then they all have 2 kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Then, at that point, you've got...
120.
At some point, you might accidentally fuck your cousin.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Eventually, because there's going to be, eventually, slowly down the line, they're no longer going to be breeding, or one person chooses or can't have children, or only has miscarriages. Or they get to the point where they only have boys, so then they gotta start fucking their mom to produce more girls.
No, bro, because me and you aren't brothers, right?
Yeah.
So say I have a sister and you have a sister.
Yeah.
And
I can fuck your sister, you can fuck my sister.
No, but my sister can't have kids and your sister can't have kids.
Yep. Our bloodline dies.
Well, I could just fuck your mom and then you fuck mine.
Yeah, but they're not smart enough to think of that. They just start fucking each other.
No. If both of our sisters can't have kids,
then we gotta fuck each other's moms. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like we have a town council meeting, and we're like, all right, you gotta fuck his mom, and he's gotta fuck your mom to get us some girls.
Yeah.
So we can fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, eventually it's gonna come to the point where they're inbreeding. If it's a closed society with no more people adding to it, it's eventually gotta lead back to that. It's got to. Unless they got damn lucky.
Now, if y'all fuck each other's moms to have more women, you're either fucking your sister or your daughter.
No.
No, because I'm fucking his mom, but we're not related.
Yeah.
But so if it would start a whole new branch.
What do you think? What do you think? I'm fucking his mom, and then he's fucking my mom, and then the child that's born when it gets old enough,
we're gonna fuck
I'm
it too.
His...
Okay, that makes sense.
That's not how it works.
No, we're fucking his mom to produce another girl for another guy in the society.
Yeah.
God damn it, get with it.
Yeah, get with the program.
He'd be the guy to fuck it up.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, I didn't understand. I fucked my sister. I didn't understand the assignment. I'm sorry, boss. I thought you said go home and fuck my sister. Damn it, Daryl, that ain't what we said.
Oh, man. Don't ask me or mine's for nothing.
And then he starts his own plantation with just inbreeders, and then they go back and kill all the other people, and then that's how you get wrong turn. Eventually, it all leads back to it. You piss one off, and then he fucking kills everybody.
Dude, we use
Oh, fuck.
We used to watch those movies. What up? We used to watch those movies, right?
Yeah.
And, like, tell me if you ever did this, because you had a brother, but, listen.
Okay.
Don't be making all weird faces and shit, bro. No, we used to watch those movies, and, like, you know how those motherfuckers were, like, ugly, bro? Be like we'd see a real ugly one and be like, oh, shit, Malachi, I didn't know you were in this movie. Shit like that. Be like, that's you, bro.
Oh, like, shit, that's fucked up.
You ever do shit like that?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, man.
And then come to find out, he's the one that got confused and fucked his sister. Oh, man.
Damn, bro. Oh, man. That's funny.
That was funny.
But no, I mean, yeah, it eventually it would have to happen.
Bro.
Somebody go and fuck it up.
Like my fingernails this week?
Oh, those are beautiful.
Lovely, right?
Yeah, how much time you spent on those?
Very cutesy. Not long. He's got a couple runs in him.
There ain't no runs in my motherfucking fingernails. Nah.
So feminine.
Hey.
Shut up, bitch. No. Went with periwinkle.
Imagine getting your ass beat by a guy with a fucking painted fingernails, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if you identify as a female. I ain't sucking your dick.
That's okay. All right.
Oh, shit.
Weren't you saying something earlier about, man, why's it always got to go back to the gay shit?
Oh, shit. Yeah, but if she identifies as female and she has a wiener, is it gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
It's queer.
It's definitely queer. Might not be gay, but it's definitely queer.
Are you asking for past experiences or future?
No. Like, what I'm just trying to say is, say you meet a girl at a bar and y'all's talking and it's going well, and you get back to the hotel and, like, you know, you kicking it with or whatever. And, you know, you kind of go to cop a feel or whatever, and she's got a dick. And I would be like, I don't care if you identify as female or not. I ain't sucking your dick.
What if she was like, can I suck yours, though?
It depends on how the night went, man. I don't know. Like, it's hard to be in that situation because I ain't never been in that situation. But the world gets scarier and scarier. Like, I'm scared to go out and meet somebody. Anyways, continue.
I don't remember what we were talking about or anything like that.
I think we should leave it.
I don't think we should.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do?
Cancel us.
If they do, we'll just start another one.
No.
And then we'll start another one.
No.
And then we'll start another one.
We as people will be canceled, bro.
No, we're not. We're going
to lose our jobs and shit.
They're going to lose my fucking job.
They're going to be like, you done talked about a...
Then fuck them. That's what we said in the beginning of this. We're here to talk about our intrusive thoughts. This is our thoughts. And if you don't like them, don't fucking listen.
I agree with that.
Fucking America. Man up, bitch.
All right. That's fair. That's fair.
Not you, man up. I was talking about her. Man up, bitch.
That's what she's trying to do.
Exactly. Bitch. What?
No.
But anyways, it's there. It's a clap take. If you want to cut it, cut it. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm just saying those are my thoughts, and that's how I feel.
Here's my thing. I don't have anything against it.
I don't.
It's just not for me.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have anything against it either. I just think that there should be a way for them to have to legally tell you up front. And if men fuck with it, men fuck with it. Same way. Vice versa.
I don't think you should have to be up front.
It should.
I don't think so.
Why?
No. Because maybe they're just talking to you to just like shoot the shit with you. Like you meet this girl at a bar.
I understand that. I'm saying before any physical interactions.
Yes. Okay.
Period.
Yes. I agree.
Kissing, yeah. Hugging, fucking anything.
I'm not going to say hugging. Well, maybe hugging. But
bro, what if she's got a chubby when she fucking hugs you?
I'm not. What does that matter? I'm not. When I hug somebody, I'm not hugging them like.
Bro, don't ever hug me with a boner.
Like a sloth on a tree.
Yeah. Well, how are you hugging people?
Usually, it's like a side hug. So
are you hugging people in a way that you're like dicks rubbing up on them? Because that sounds like a you problem, bro.
What if
that sounds like you need to start fucking
being up front.
Yeah, you need to start being up front with motherfuckers about some shit, bro. I'll be just hugging people in a friendly way
with the chub,
or to where like if I'm hugging somebody in a friendly way, it's like you know you kind of lean into it. You're not like hugging them like fucking.
Okay, I got you. But I'm just saying like there should be some type of legal ramifications if they don't tell you.
I don't know.
That's their prerogative. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying it's not for me. I would never want to be put in that situation.
Yeah, but then what if they hit you with the counter? Well, you didn't ask.
Motherfucker shouldn't have to. It should be something that's up front.
What if you fuck a girl with herpes and you get herpes and then she's like, motherfucker, you didn't ask.
How would you feel? Yeah. There's legal ramifications for that.
Yeah.
You can sue her. If someone knowingly has a sexually transmittable disease and they do not tell you, you can sue them.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
But I was like, calling like, attorney.
Dirty boy.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm cutting that for
Call the hammer.
Fucking, how am I going to call myself?
Oh, shit, man. No, I don't know. To each their own.
Yeah.
Some dudes are into it.
I do feel like, I don't know. Yes, you're right, but at the same time, it's nothing to be scared of. It's just one of those things where it's like...
No.
There needs to be a line somewhere, and people need to take an IQ test before they reproduce, because this is the fucking problem.
Dude takes one free online IQ test, and it's just like, everybody needs an IQ test before they can reproduce.
They do! I bet you'd have a lot less people on welfare.
I don't think an IQ test has anything to do with people being lazy.
It does.
Does it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I've met some dumb meth heads that get shit done.
I've scored higher. Like, my IQ test score was higher than yours.
Exactly.
I'm definitely lazy.
I'm not talking about a goddamn fucking... I'm talking about a fucking 60. Shouldn't be able to reproduce. If you're already brain dead, then you shouldn't be able to produce more.
They say
children.
60 is average.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
80 to 109 is average.
Yeah, what's 123?
It was fucking intelligent.
What's 137?
Genius.
Yeah, buddy.
Mine was superior intelligence. His was genius.
Keep in mind, this was a free 20-question online IQ test. Okay,
like, you take it right now. Let's see what you fucking get.
Actually, do it. I want you to.
Where's that?
Here, I'll send you the fucking link right now.
Motherfucker scores a 60. I'm going to be like, all right, we're calling CPS.
We're calling CPS. Dude, it's too late for an abortion on this one.
We got to get that kid into a new family before she turns into a cat.
Yeah, but she's not biologically mine, so it wouldn't make a difference.
Oh, okay.
Here. I just sent it to you. You send it to Troy.
Oh, fuck. Troy, don't take it. Troy, don't kill yourself like
send
that.
Send it to Troy. Send it to Troy, and both y'all start taking it at the same time.
I hope he scores higher than me, then I'll feel like a dick.
I hope he scores higher than you, too.
I'm totally going to fail this.
There's no pass or fail.
Just dumb or smart.
We gotta talk about shit while y'all's doing it though, because we gotta get this shit rolling. It's 8:30.
What does my birthday have to do with anything?
How long have we been talking?
Your IQ is based on your age.
Yeah, because the older you are, the less intelligent you are.
I think that's
obvious.
Accurate.
Look at Joe Biden.
This motherfucker's really on one tonight.
Fuck him,
man. While we're at it, fuck the whole government.
Fuck them all.
Corrupt politicians.
Yeah.
Fucking. No, but.
Pichka.
What did I do this weekend? I can't even fucking remember, bro. What did you do this weekend? I know I worked Saturday. Ooh, we went to emo night. Me and this guy right here.
Yep.
Me and this guy, a couple of my friends, we went to
emo
night.
Did y'all slit your wrist?
No.
Bleed out on the stage?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, I went to a birthday party on Saturday.
What birthday party?
For a one-year-old.
Oh, for a one-year-old? Did you slit your wrist?
No, Jesus Christ.
You should have.
No, I went to a one-year-old's birthday party Saturday. I went and made candles. Went to dinner Saturday night.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Can't tell you.
Why?
Because we're podcast.
Is it somewhere that's only local?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a nice place, though. Nice place. $300 for dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, goddamn.
Wow.
Goddamn.
Well, you know, but at least you're out here doing the damn thing.
And then Sunday, watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a big upset for you, wasn't it?
It was not fun. Yeah, the Eagles lost.
What was this about somebody using performance-enhancing drugs?
That's all fake shit, dude. We lost.
Yeah, y'all lost.
It is what it is, man. We lost. We'll be back next year.
No, you won't.
Yeah, it's maybe. It could happen.
It could, but it won't.
I appreciate the confidence.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
I gotta be confident in shitting on other people's hopes.
Yeah, yeah. Sad as fuck.
Absolutely. In other news, Ohio is on fire.
Yeah, I heard about that. What the fuck's going on?
Train derailed.
Mm-hmm.
Caught on fire.
Some type of poisonous shit or some arson?
Yeah, well...
arsenic shit.
The train was full of harmful chemicals. Apparently, they've already had people getting sick. Fish dying, cows and livestock dropping dead, whole bunch of shit going on. Apparently these fires are like huge flames.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And
I know, I heard on the news that they were talking about evacuating.
Yeah. Well, the train wrecked on February 3rd. And
why are we just now hearing about it?
As of right now, it's February 15th, and it's all still going on.
Why are we just now hearing about it?
I don't know.
News is all propaganda bullshit.
Yeah.
How about the UFO fucking balloons or whatever? Do you hear about that shit?
Those, the weather balloons?
Is that what they were?
I don't know.
I was told UFOs.
UFOs?
Yeah.
No, didn't they have pictures of the, it's a balloon. It's like a weather balloon. But it's a Chinese weather balloon. Yeah.
It's kind of sus.
Yeah, I know. Where was it?
I don't know.
I haven't looked into that. I'm going to be honest.
There was three. I thought there was three. Let's look at it.
Were there three? Three of them motherfucking balloons.
Balloons shot down over Lake Huron. China threatens to punish the U.S. for shooting down its spy balloon that floated past sensitive military bases. Spy balloons.
How sensitive were the bases?
I don't know. Could you shoot down a Chinese spy balloon? As Chinese spy balloons and other mysterious objects drift over the United States, authorities worry that some residents may be tempted to try to shoot one down, but it's really a bad idea. You can't shoot down Chinese spy balloon. It's unsafe to try.
That's what it says?
Yep.
What website are you on?
Google.
Okay. Y'all about done? What question you on, Malachi?
15. And this fucking thing is four, stupidest fucking question I've ever read in my life.
Four flying objects have been shot down over North America. The balloon was ultimately downed in U.S. airspace over U.S. territorial waters by fighters aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command, according to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Ukraine says it shot down six Russian spy balloons.
So these are spy balloons.
Goddamn world's ended, dude.
If you're trying to spy on somebody, why would you do it with a massive fucking balloon?
I don't know. Why wouldn't they send a small drone or something?
I don't know.
Here's a better thought. Why not just send Chinese over to our open border and just fucking walk on in and have them live here and get a job here and fucking just send intel back?
I don't like your attitude.
What? I'm just saying.
This guy's sounding like a real internment camp motherfucker.
What's an internment? You know what's real fucked up about the concentration camps when the Nazis, Nazi Germany, tried to kill all the Jews? They sent them into those boxes, told them they were showers, and then fucking gassed them.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
That's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Had little man syndrome, dude.
Yeah.
Like Napoleon.
Yeah.
You know Napoleon wasn't actually that short?
Really?
Yeah.
How short was he? Look it up. I think he was like 4'11".
I don't know.
5'3". Was he 5'3"?
Napoleon. Wow, that's sad.
How tall was he?
Five foot 7.
Napoleon was 5'7"?
Napoleon was 5'7".
Damn, bro.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
How tall are you, Malachi?
5'6".
That was considered a short height for a man, and he was considerably shorter than his fellow army officers. 5'7".
Damn, bro.
Short man syndrome. Tried to conquer the world.
How tall do you have to be to not be considered short?
6 foot.
Yeah, I know.
How tall is not short? About 68% of the female population is between 5'2" and 5'9". So any woman shorter than 4'10" is typically considered short. Taller than 6 foot is assumed to be tall. In a nutshell, if a woman is less than 5'3" tall, she's considered short.
What about men?
5'3" or shorter. This is the height that is considered to be short for a man. Considering all the average and historical averages of the world, the average height of men is about 171 centimeters or 5'6.5". And for women, it's 5'3" for women.
Okay. So we ain't even that motherfucking short.
We're not. I mean, I'm 5'4 and a half, 5'5. So, you know, I'm kind of short, but yeah, it's a fucking his way.
I'm like...
Poor genetics.
I'm right under 5'10. I'm 5'9.
5'9, 3/4.
No, just like an even 5'9. I wish I was taller. Wish I was a little bit taller.
Wish I was a baller.
Yeah. But you know how that ball bounces.
How tall is Kevin Hart? 5'3. Kevin Hart, short.
Damn. What'd you get?
127.
Hey, there he is. Smart yeah. man. He's still studying.
Troy.
I'm on 19. Fuck off.
All right, Malachi got a 127. So what are we at? 123, 127, 137. Ooh.
Dylan got a 129.
Yeah, Dylan did
get one. What did Anel get? He never told me.
I don't think Anel ever took it.
Bitch.
Yeah, he was a little scared. He got a little intimidated when he heard I got a 137, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, your intellect is just so deeply hidden.
I know. I know.
Because you're fucking dumb.
Hey, fuck you, first of all. This is a facade. Because if I don't act this way...
I'll be honest, most of them were just math questions. They're a bunch of fucking math questions.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No, it was patterns, bro.
Yeah, which I guess patterns.
It's all about patterns. Looking at the patterns and seeing what the next one should yeah. be or what the fucking, yeah. Or seeing what one of these things is not like the other. You had to pick which number was wrong in the pattern and yeah. shit like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I fucking eat that shit up, bro. Fucking, I don't know why.
You do make the fucking Sudoku.
Sudoku?
Yeah. I fucks with it.
Yeah,
I like Sudoku.
I got the Sudoku? App on my phone. Let's see. Have I gotten a notification today?
Sudoku?
Look, today's Sudoku, a challenging game for training response time. I be getting my Sudoku fucking notifications, bro. I don't fuck around. I don't fuck around with that brain training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it on a piece of paper, though, instead of on a phone.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to do, like, this was like when Sudoku was, like...
Big.
It got real popular for a second.
My mom's actually the one who showed me it.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, I did it in high school.
Yeah.
Because I would get done with my work so quick, and if not, I'd just start like...
Yeah.
So the teachers used to give me like little sheets of it.
There you go.
I just sat there and fucking drill that shit.
Yeah, just fucking drill it.
1 through 9.
Bro. 1 through 9.
I know, I used to... You know when they had those like the 100 fucking questions of fucking math shit? It's like mm-hmm. this divided by this, or this times yeah. this, or whatever. I get done with that shit so fucking fast.
Everybody else took so fucking long. I know.
The rest of the time, I'm like...
126.
I'm the dumbest one in the room, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Keep in mind, that is not an official IQ test.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Bro, okay. No, because the links...
ADHD or ADD test, because it's just patterns and math.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
Because literally, when you go in as a child and they try to test you for ADHD... They literally give you a bunch of puzzles and shit.
Huh.
And they watch how you put them together and what fucks your brain and what doesn't.
I fucks my brain.
My brain fucks itself. Fucking. You know what, man? I've been thinking a lot lately.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
And I need to learn how to stop.
Stop
thinking. There's one solution. Yeah,
I've been thinking a lot lately.
Drugs.
Yeah, right? What?
You need to stop thinking?
So much, yeah.
Oh, okay. I bet.
You ever think yourself into a hole?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
I've thought myself into a few holes.
Did you climb out?
No, I've thought myself into quite a few holes, for real. But the trick is, you just gotta...
Keep on going.
Yep. Keep on keeping on. You know? Eventually... You'll get to a point where you can dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge around the holes, you know?
That was probably my favorite part of that movie, when he fucking smacks old dude with a wrench.
He said, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. He said, what? Fucking, I saw an interview about that movie not that long ago, and apparently Justin Long, you know the part where they're like, trying to catch the dodgeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were feeding them through that, like, launcher.
Yeah.
Justin Long, the dude who took the wrench to the face, he...
The dude who died in Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. He went first for that scene, getting, like, pelted with the dodgeballs. And they had that thing turned on, like, max speed. And he was, like, getting blasted, right? And then, like, Vince Vaughn was up next. And, like, the first one hit him. And he was like, what the fuck? He's like, turn this shit down. Like,
bitch.
Y'all just beat the shit out of this kid. We can't find this GoPro. I'm looking right at it.
I see it.
Oh, there we go. We good. We good. We Gucci. We Gucci. I'm gonna let you know, this episode is just delightful.
It's not been terrible.
No, I'm being honest, it's been delightful.
It's just been intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
So
literally what we signed up for.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been us talking about random topics, fucking spitballing.
I gotta go to the doctor tomorrow.
Yeah. I could get blood work on
Monday. Climbed out of the wrong hole?
No, not that kind of doctor. Well, I mean, I guess that kind of
doctor. He's got to go to the dermatologist.
No, I got to go to the dermatologist in a couple weeks.
Oh.
I don't go to the dermatologist till March. yeah.
That's ways off.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I mean, technically it's right around the corner. You know?
Yeah, but give them the circumstances why they referred me to a dermatologist, you know.
You'd think they got you in a little quicker.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. We'll see what happens with that. No, I got to go to the...
Fucking skin-eating bacteria, dude.
I got to go to the other doctor tomorrow.
You got that fucking clap?
What are you talking about? What doctor are you going to?
I don't know what doctor you're going to.
Is that him?
Yeah. He's watching videos.
That's so loud, bro. Yeah, it's definitely him. What the fuck?
What doctor you gotta fucking go to?
The one that's like, don't kill yourself.
Oh, you gotta go to the therapist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're still always doing that? Time. How's that going?
It's good.
Going well?
That's going, yeah. It's
Do you
going
feel well like well. It's helping you at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's all that really matters, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Do you have a girl therapist or a guy therapist?
It's a woman.
She's a female. Does she have a dick? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm assuming the answer to that is no.
Up for that. Is she like an older woman?
Yeah, she's an older woman.
She probably wouldn't transition well, that late in life.
I don't know if I want to say she's an older woman.
Why? She listen?
I don't know. What if she does? What if this is the only one she listens to and she's like, you called me old? I'm not being
a
therapist.
And you said I had a dick.
I didn't say she had a dick, and I didn't say she was old. Cut.
No, I mean, I don't know. Therapy's good for some people, I guess. I never was good at it, man. I went to therapy when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like telling other people my business, you know? Get my business out there.
I mean, I feel that. But that's kind of where it's on the therapist. Therapists aren't created equally, bro.
To kind of dig it out of you?
Yeah, a little bit. Get you talking without you even realizing that you're talking about shit you don't want to be talking about.
She'd just be asking you how your day's going, and then you just fucking, like, start fucking hammering on her.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking unloading shit.
Yeah, I start crying and shit. I'm like, my mom's in jail again.
That's not funny. That's fucked up.
That's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny. If you laugh, I can laugh.
No.
But no, I mean, I understand. I get it.
Bro, the other day, Dylan was asking me hella questions about my mental health. It's a little weird.
He's probably just worried about you, man, you know?
Hey, you got nothing to worry about. It's just, I'm good. I'm not gonna do anything outlandish.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, It just, you know, I just don't do the whole therapy thing.
I probably should, but I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I just, everybody works out their problems their own way.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then eventually the people that don't go to therapy snap. Get the deep darkies.
Yeah. Well, I already been there. Been there, done that.
Oh, okay.
So it was
yeah, one of those. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, I should probably seek help immediately.
No, I mean, that's real, though. I mean, people go through that, so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's no laughing matter, but, you know, it's my story. I feel like I can laugh about it if I want to. And I feel like if I'm laughing about it, then that gives you guys, like, permission to laugh about it. Like, laugh about it with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Laugh about my poor mental health with me. You know? Because I feel alone enough as it is. I don't want to be the only one laughing that I'm fucking going insane, you know?
Well, I mean, if you were the only one laughing, I feel like that would put you as mentally insane.
I feel like I would probably be like, all right, I gotta go. Like before Dahmer strikes, I gotta go, you know? Motherfucker's over in the corner cackling like the Joker, like, I'm leaving, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, crazy people don't know they're crazy.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing about, like, crazy people or insane people, I mean, I feel like the Joker displayed it very well. Like, that guy was obviously mentally ill, you know, the Joker, the movie.
Yeah.
He was obviously mentally ill, but there were certain things that led up to his snap.
Yeah.
Like, if people would have treated him better, I don't think he ever would have done what he did.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to the whole nurture versus nature debate. Like, are people the way they are because of, like, society. It's genetics? Like, or is it because of their environment that turns them into the monsters they become? It's a whole thing. It's a really interesting topic to think about, but
I mean, I'm not justifying any type of school shooting or anything like that.
No.
Even if it's genetics, if you got people around you that support you, I think you're good.
I wouldn't necessarily say good. I would definitely say better off than like...
I feel like you're less likely to snap and do something fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you look at anybody who snapped and did, like, crazy shit, most of them were pushed to it.
Yeah.
You ever think about doing some crazy shit, though?
No.
Just sit and ponder it? What would happen?
No. Man.
Hey, bro.
You know this is going on the internet, right?
Like, this motherfucker goddamn crazy.
Fucking
shit.
Hey, you speak your own truth, but be careful what you admit to the internet, okay? That's fucking.
No, I really do. I feel like that is the biggest, like, you look at all the children, especially now, that are getting bullied in school and then, like, fucking bringing guns to school and shit. Well, like, nobody looks at what pushed them to that point. It's just they're
not
the bad
enough
people.
Discipline.
They're the bad people. So, I mean, I do kind of feel for them in a way. What pushed them to that point? I mean, yes, I was bullied in high school.
What do you think, school shooters have a target in mind? Or do you think they just go in there and they're like, going with everybody?
I think it depends on the situation. Yeah.
I think it depends on the situation, honestly.
How much, yeah. But, I mean, no, I definitely feel like, because, I mean, coming from a person who was bullied in high school, like, I mean, there were days that I didn't want to go to school. There were certain, like, times where, like, I literally didn't want to go to school because I knew, like, and if I didn't have a certain group of friends that I did have in school, like, I probably would have ended up, like, dropping out or not wanting to go anymore or switching schools or something like that, because it is hard sometimes. And I never got to the level of fucking wanting to fucking shoot the place or anything, but, like, I could see how someone who never got help in any way or didn't have any friends could get that dark.
Yeah, I guess. I never really faced bullying a whole lot.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But
I was lucky enough to have five or six friends that were, like, actually there for me, you know? But, I mean, I dealt with it a lot from other people outside of that group, but yeah. My friends were able to keep me happy enough, you know what I mean? Like,
see, I always tried to be, like, quick-witted enough that if anybody tried to, like, talk shit to
off,
me...
You pop off back.
Yeah.
I mean, I did,
like,
too.
Way more brutal.
Yeah.
Way more brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like...
See, that's where I go from, like, zero to I'm just gonna punch you and get it over with.
Yeah.
Fucking,
like, I just... I know...
I ain't got time to argue with you.
I just know, like, that side of it. And I did, too. And I think that's why it wasn't as bad, because I could pop off some shit right back to them. But, like, it does get to you after a while, man. Like, you hear it all eventually, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, when... What makes it so bad is that, like, people just, like, hammer on the same shit over and over again.
It's just repetitive and annoying.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like, bruh, like, I've heard it a million times. Like, at this point, just shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody, yep. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, you got a good laugh the first time. But, like, after 50 fucking times hearing this same shit, like, look, nobody's even laughing anymore.
Yep.
Like, you're laughing alone for a joke that's played out, reused, recycled.
And hey, come if you up with say that shit to somebody, they'd flip the script on them and say that.
Motherfuckers are just fucking... And it's always the, like... I don't know. I'm about to say some shit. Fucking... It's always the dumbass, bro. The one who's real fucking stupid. And it's like, I've reached a point where it's like, I can't even, like, pop off at those people anymore.
No, you just got to go on about your day.
Yeah, because I feel so bad for them. And it's like, dude, I could really ruin your whole fucking day right now. But I'm going to just keep my mouth shut.
Yep.
Because it's like, it's not even worth making you as upset as you're about to be if I fucking verbally retaliate.
Bro, mine got real bad one time. So people used to, like, somehow get my phone number and start, like, texting me, like, vulgar shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I retaliated one time, like, so
with
hard.
With a brick?
No, like, so hard on this kid.
Yeah.
And he was, like, he was adopted.
Yeah.
So, like, I drilled him on that shit.
Yeah.
And the motherfucker turned me into his parents.
Really?
And his parents went to the principal of the school, called us both into the office, tried to get me expelled for it. I kept all the text messages, proved that he texted me first. And then she asked me, well, what do you want me to do to him? I told her nothing. I don't want him expelled. I don't want to give other people firepower to fucking do it further. You know what I mean?
That's like, true, but if they would have called me in with their parents, I'd be like, you ain't even his fucking real parents. What are you here for?
Damn, bro.
He'd have got expelled.
He'd have got expelled.
Dude, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't want the worst to come of this, but at the same time, it's like, you fucked with me.
Well, I mean,
I'm
just
make an example out of you.
I just knew if I'd have done something and got him expelled,
yeah,
I'd have got it 10 times worse from all of his friends.
Yeah.
Every single day.
That's true.
It wasn't worth it.
That's
you
a
know
smarter
what I mean?
Way to think about it.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. Because I knew at the end of the day, I get him expelled, I'm dealing with all of his friends versus I can squash this right now and he knows that he fucked up, I know he fucked up, and he knows that I proved that he fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
Yep.
Long story short, just don't be a fucking bully. Don't be a
just
fucking
asshole. Don't be a
asshole.
Piece of shit, dude.
Like, it's one thing to fuck around with your friends, talking shit
mm-hmm.
and all that shit, you know? But, like, don't be a fucking bully.
Yep.
Don't just fucking blatantly make people feel shitty about themselves. Unless they deserve it. Well, no, you know what I mean. Like, if somebody's doing something that's shitty in and of itself, then make them feel shitty about doing said shitty thing.
Yeah.
Because...
Fuck them.
Well, not... Well, yeah, fuck them, but at the same time, it's like, hold your fucking friends accountable. That's a big thing. Like, people will fucking sit back and, like, not necessarily agree with something that their friend's doing, but just sit back and fucking watch and fucking just let it go. Yeah. It's like, bro, nah, you need to fucking hold your friend accountable. It ain't cool to let your friend be a fucking piece of shit.
Yep.
So. I don't know. Anything else you want to cover, bro? You haven't really talked a whole lot this episode. You've been pretty fucking quiet the whole time.
No, I was quiet the last one.
No, you were more quiet this one than the last one.
I don't think so.
I believe so. I think it's 2-1, and you've just been sitting there fucking quietly.
Nope. Definitely don't take gas station shrooms. Those are not good.
Fucking public service announcement.
Motherfuckers.
You buy shrooms at a gas
station? Well, it's a vape shop, I guess. But yeah, don't get those. They're not the right ones.
They sell mushrooms at vape shops now?
No.
Some sketch dude out front was selling shrooms.
It was some sketch shit he bought in the vape shop.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bro, it's real out of hand, the shit that they're, like, selling in gas stations. And, like, real, though, bro. It's like these fucking gas stations and smoke shops just selling fucking anything they can get their hands on that fucking people might want to fucking get high with.
Yeah.
Dabble in.
Bro.
They're like, oh, shit. Come legal on now. Shrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got me.
That shit ain't shrooms, bro.
Nope.
Did it get you high?
Yeah, and then it got me throwing up.
Nice.
For a minute after I ate like half a pot of vegetable soup.
Maybe it was the vegetable soup that got you sick.
Yeah. Maybe it was the chili, not the alcohol.
That's what I said.
No, that's what I'm saying for you.
Maybe that's what I said.
Yeah.
About my chili story. I think it wasn't the amount of alcohol that made me sick. It was the amount of chili that made me sick. If I wouldn't have fucking chowed down on 4 full bowls of chili, I probably would have been fine.
Probably wouldn't have yup-chucked.
Yeah, but you eat all that chili, get your little bell rumbling. Get a little rumbly in your tumbly.
Tallywhacker.
Yeah, tallywhacker. Pecker.
Pecker.
Dude, that's a funny word. Both of them. Both of them. Both. I don't know. If I can... Did you have a good time at emo night?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. My voice is still recovering.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I was so fucking sore from jumping all night. Like, the bottoms of my motherfucking feet hurt to walk.
Yeah, it's probably them shape-ups you were wearing.
They're comfy.
You wearing them right now?
Nope.
This motherfucker.
Shape-ups.
Yeah.
Asics. They're Asics.
But they got the same bottom as shape-ups, bro. These Asics look like shape-ups.
Comfy.
Like Skechers?
Yes, that's who makes shape-ups.
Are those the ones that have like the...
Just look up shape-ups.
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, dog.
What the fuck? What, it look like a damn boat on the bottom of them.
And this motherfucker was wearing some of them.
Comfy. My run shoes.
It's like, you ever take somebody to the bar and they wearing some shoes make you not even want to stand around them?
What is that? Bro got a bevel to it.
Yeah, I swear, bro.
Dude. What's that for? Goddamn flat feet?
It's my motherfucking dad's shoes, you know.
Bro, that's your grandpa's shoes.
He be wearing these shoes with like skinny jeans, bro, and it just looks weird.
Bro, but if you get so the all blacks, they'll look like emo boots.
Bro, just get you some canvas Vans with the like super cush insoles.
Oh man.
And you'll be fine. You're not wearing them for a long amount of time. You're just wearing them to hit the bar. Yeah, hearing these motherfucking... Yeah, you'll be comfortable if you got the right insoles. You out here in these motherfucking shape ups.
And they're comfortable.
Fucking.
You got the bell bottom to them.
Dude, I just can't. I can't. Every time I see him in them, I fucking.
He like, does.
I every can't time. Believe he wore these shoes. Literally, he doesn't even know this. I called him out to my buddy Kendall when we were at the bar. I was like, look at this motherfucker over here in these goddamn shape ups.
That's as bad as white New Balances, bro.
Dude, it's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Damn, bro.
It's just like.
Shape ups.
I can't.
I feel like that ages you 20 years, like, as soon as you put them on.
I don't think so.
Hello, gentlemen.
It keeps me healthy.
Dude, so it's like, you know how if you're wearing skinny jeans with, like, some canvas Vans, it, like, fits. It, like, looks like the jeans come down to the Vans. It, like, makes sense, yeah. Right? When you're wearing shoes like that, it looks fucking weird. It freaks me out, bro. It gives me, like, an uneasy feeling.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
It's like, I get it. You're comfortable. But shit, bro. I don't know. I guess save some pussy for the rest of us. Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know. I'm biased, I guess. Yeah. Oh, my God. Because I don't really like running shoes or anything like that anyways. I mean, I guess I do. If they look good, they look good. But, like,
these never, don't look good.
Never with skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I just feel like when you're wearing, because if your pants are like tight by your ankles and then you've got that kind of shoe on.
It just looks wild.
It messes with my brain chemistry and it like gives me depression. Like, I don't know.
Oh, shit. This
is what he's going to talk about with the therapist.
Nah,
these motherfuckers in these shoes.
It's just like, come on, bro. I know you got a pair of fucking Vans.
Come on, man.
I don't.
Dude. I saw...
I used to spend a bunch of money on that shit, but now I really just don't give a fuck.
A bunch of money on what? Shoes?
Yeah.
Bro. Look. I'm gonna hook you up. I can't give you a pair of my shoes because we don't wear the same size, but I might buy you a pair of shoes.
Here soon. Did you rock those boots I gave you?
No. Not yet. I haven't, like, found an appropriate time to rock those boots. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Those boots you gave me are definitely for some kind of occasion. I don't know what kind of occasion, but that they're for an occasion.
I didn't either. That's why I gave them to you.
Fucking. I did try them on, though, and walked around in them for a little bit. They're comfortable.
They're not bad.
But it was just like... What am I going to wear these to do?
These are loud.
Fucking.
You could wear them like throwing axes or something.
Or like maybe if I go hiking. I don't do a lot of hiking. I might get into that. I was talking to somebody at work today. I think I'm going to try to get into a little bit of get into yoga, maybe. A little bit of Tai Chi or something. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
Why?
Yoga? I'm gonna get into hiking this summer, but like not yoga.
Bro, it keeps you.
All yoga is stretching, so I mean I could understand yoga, but like
yeah, basically.
I don't know what the fuck Tai Chi is.
Tai Chi is a martial art. It's the one where you like see people like doing like all this stuff and like. That stuff. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or are you just hanging
I'd
on?
Probably, no, I'd probably do it at my home alone. And don't tell people you're doing it.
Why?
I just wouldn't. Me, personally.
I mean, whatever.
I just wouldn't be telling people that. But, I mean, it's...
I mean, that's fine. Whatever you say, that's... I'll tell as many people as I want. I'll fucking shout it from the rooftops. I'll fucking tell the internet on the podcast. Yo, I've been doing Tai Chi lately. I feel great.
That's awesome, man.
I haven't been doing Tai Chi lately. But I'm saying once I've started, then I'll get on here and I'll be like, I've been doing it, guys.
No, but I mean, we are thinking about doing some hiking this summer.
Where are you going to hike?
There's a couple places around here. And then there's a couple places within a couple hours that are... 3-4 mile hikes.
You're going to hit like actual hiking trails?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What do you think about hike around the fucking goddamn cul-de-sac?
No. Oh. But like just walking through the woods, technically that's hiking.
Yeah, but just you're not hitting a trail. I don't have any woods to go hike in. I ain't going to go hike in some random person's woods.
There's some woods here locally that you can just go to and just walk through the woods if you want.
They have hiking trails.
Yeah, but you don't have to do the hiking trails.
You don't have to, but that's how you get lost.
First of all,
you goddamn become fucking tree people and you live in the trees.
No, first of all, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Yep. And north is north and south is south. Doesn't mean you can't get lost. Does not mean you can't get
lost. Oh, shut the fuck up.
You keep walking one way.
It's easy to get turned around. It's easy to get turned around if you're in the woods.
I don't think so.
To be fair. Are you kidding me?
Bro, Kane Brown got lost in his own woods. What the fuck you mean?
Okay, that guy's kind of a fucking idiot.
Fuck you, bitch.
Like...
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying it's easy to get lost out there, especially if you don't know where you are.
Yes. So
if you haven't been...
Just remember markings.
Bro, take a compass with you.
Yeah.
Just take a compass. At that point, all you got to do is just follow north.
Okay.
Or, well, if you went in on the southern end of whatever woods you went into, don't follow north. Like, go back south. If you get lost, just go back south. Eventually, you're going to hit highway.
You're going to, but how far away are you going to be from your car? And then you got to track the fucking highway.
No, you don't. Hitchhike. Are you not taking your fucking phone? Are you not taking your phone? Are you not taking your phone?
Probably.
You are going to take your phone.
Probably.
Okay. Well, then once you hit the highway, call somebody. Be like, hey, I got lost. You know, highways have mile markers.
I'm down here on 39 North, just south of the Mason-Dixon. Come pick me up.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking walking.
That's a lot of walking, boys.
Fucking. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You can find your way back.
Oh, you could, yeah. Yeah, you could, yeah.
Just be resourceful.
Or just walk on a fucking trail, walk the loop, and fucking go home. And hey, I seen this, and hey, I seen that. Fucking, that was cool. And
yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I'm saying.
Get where I'm coming from, but also get where I'm trying to go back to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that too. But at the same time, also, say you do get lost, you're going to have your girl with you. If y'all get lost, don't tell her you're lost. Be like, oh, I know where we are. Be a man.
Fake it till you make it.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, I feel what you're saying.
Loki, like, I feel like you tell a woman you got her lost.
She's going to be pissed.
She does. Like, you just lost 10 points of respect, at least, bro. At least.
She'll never let you live it down.
I swear, dude.
Bruh, you're done.
First argument you get in after that, she's going to be talking about, yeah, well, you got me lost in the fucking woods.
We was talking about scary movies. Did you ever watch that movie about the woods?
Wrong Turn.
No. The one about the woods, like, it's in another country, like Japan or something, like the Forbidden Woods, where, like, people go to die, and, like, it's full of ghosts and shit. Yeah.
I never watched the movie, no.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, dude. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. My buddy was stationed in Japan.
They tell you not to stay after dark and shit. Like, it's apparently a true story. I don't fucking know.
My buddy was stationed in Japan, and I'm pretty sure he went to those woods. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Okay, made it out before dark, then. Imagine getting lost in those woods. Fucking be done, bro.
Dude, could you imagine getting fucking, like, beat with a fucking bamboo?
No.
Why would you be getting beat with the bamboo?
Why not?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Bro, You wanna like take up sword fighting?
No.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, doesn't it? That'd be sick. But you gotta practice with bamboo.
I don't think I would enjoy that.
And the reason they use bamboo is because when you get hit with bamboo, you know how bamboo is in like strands?
Mm-hmm.
When you get hit with it, it splits and then like pinches you.
Mm.
And it hurts.
That's hot.
So that's why they use it to train, because you don't want to keep getting hit with
pinched.
It.
Yeah.
So it's like, Obviously, it's not lethal, but at the same time, you're not going to want to keep getting fucking hit with a fucking bamboo shoot.
Pandas are kind of dumb.
Or if you just train with swords.
Bro, I'll be watching pandas.
Oh, yeah, just train with swords. First of all. Do you know how much like a real...
I get hit.
What kind of swords are you trying to use?
I don't know anything about fucking swords.
Because I want to get proficient with like a katana, bro.
Bruh. Why? What are you going to fucking do with those skills?
What do you mean?
What do you think, the zombie apocalypse is coming?
No, but at the same time,
no,
it's
but
like...
when his mental health snaps.
What are you going to go fucking sword fight people?
No, bro, but listen.
Throw him a sword and say, all right, let's do this.
No, but do you not think it's cool?
I mean, it's kind of like a just not relevant anymore.
Yeah, it's not relevant. But
if you come running at me with a sword, I'm going to pull my nine and fucking pop you.
That's not the point.
Oh, okay. You just want to be able to tell people, yeah, I like to fight with swords.
No.
What is the point?
For personal enjoyment.
Yeah.
Oh,
literally.
Okay. Like a hobby.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm not trying to be like a world champion fucking...
I thought you was like trying to train for fucking going back in time or something. Fucking
no.
Samurai warrior over
no.
here.
No. It's just one of those things where it'd be cool to be good with a sword. That'd be something that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess. I'd be watching... You ever watch those, like, the knife competitions?
You ever seen such a fucking hater in your life, bro?
No, I ain't trying
Dude,
to hate on
you. Tell this
just,
motherfucker you think something's cool, he's gonna shit all over it, bro.
I'm not shitting on it. I'm just asking, like, what the purpose would be. I mean, but if it's just a hobby, yeah, like, I like coloring.
With his helmet.
Now, this motherfucker eats crayons. I've seen him do it, bro.
I ain't never ate no crayon.
I've watched you. I watched you fucking drink Elmer's glue, bro.
Not me.
This was a fucking week ago. Motherfucker eating a fucking glue stick.
I had chapped lips.
Yeah. That wasn't chapstick, bro.
That's fucked up.
Dude.
No, I'm not trying to hate on your dreams, bro. If you
it's not
be,
a dream. See,
you
this
be,
fucking asshole.
If you want to be a ninja warrior, bro, you do it. You
see?
Do it.
But the way you say that.
I don't like his fucking tone. It's like, why can't... What's your beef with me wanting... I swear...
The great white ninja, bro.
I'm going to let you know something, bro.
Beverly Hills
I'm going to let you
ninja.
Know something. If I do become, like, very proficient with a sword...
You want to go do sword fighting in the garage.
Nah, I'm a fucking... I'm going to wait till you have a hobby. Something you fucking love. And then I'm going to slice it to pieces. And I'm going to be like, now whose hobby is dumb? I hope you pick up crocheting and you knit a fucking, like, you fucking knit a quilt or some shit. I'm going to cut that bitch up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, man. No, I don't. We could start going to the gun range.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You can have Isaiah out there with the sword, deflecting bullets.
I don't know about all that now, you know, if I can pump the brakes on that one. No, it's just one of those things where it's like, really, I would like to like learn a martial art too.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that would be fun.
Like Taekwondo.
Yeah, Taekwondo would be cool. Or like
Jiu-Jitsu.
Maybe Jiu-Jitsu. I don't know. Maybe learn multiple martial arts, because I mean, that's doable.
Karate.
Maybe karate. I don't know. There's, like...
Why not just, like, become an MMA fighter?
No.
Like
see,
low scale.
You're taking something that I'm talking about being, like, a hobby, like a just-for-fun thing, and you're making it, like...
I think MMA would be fucking bad.
You're making it more...
I think you would enjoy it.
You're making it more than what it's trying to be, and... It's pissing me off.
I'm not trying to shit on your dreams. I'm just saying, like, you could do, like low scale, like
MMA. How about this? I'll learn MMA, and then me and you can get married, and then I can come home and beat my spouse.
Jesus Christ.
That's just a dream.
Like, amateur MMA, bro. Like, just, like, you know.
I haven't even started doing any kind of martial arts, and you're already signing me up for cage fights.
I'll be your promoter, dude. You're ready.
It's one way to learn.
Dude, imagine you go into, like, amateur MMA with no, like,
bruh, no background at all, just yeah. fucking wanging it.
Yeah, and your first fight, it's like a fucking, you slaughter this dude. You just beat the piss out of somebody, and they're like, where's your gym? Like, where'd you train? And you're like, nowhere. Like, that.
Fucking backstreet bar. I've been
dealing with some shit.
I just wanted to beat somebody's ass.
Dude, that'd be fucked up. No. I just think it'd be cool. I don't even know if I would necessarily want it as like a self-defense thing. More so just like, I think it'd be cool. Because, I mean, if you start learning a martial art of some kind, and then you keep up the practice, that in and of itself is a form of, like, physical activity. You know, that's a way mm-hmm. to keep yourself active, keep yourself, like, busy, yeah. you know, give you something to focus on if you don't have anything else to focus on, maybe. You know what I mean? I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I ain't trying to be the next fucking...
Khabib.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't trying to be the next fucking Conor McGregor or fucking...
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah.
I like Sean.
He's funny. He do be cracking me up when I see his little videos and his interviews, but no. I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
I'll do it.
Hell yeah. See, I got a buddy to do it with. You want to do it? No. You'd be like Beverly Hills Ninja.
That's fucked up, bro.
You can quilt our capes we'll walk out in or some shit.
Well, he can quilt our, what do they call those fucking things? Geese
nuts.
You know what a gi is? That's like that like robe thing they wear. It's not a robe, okay. It's a gi. I feel like that's disrespectful to call it a robe, but yeah. You can crochet our gi.
Fuck you.
Okay. What, bro? I see your crocheting thing over there.
That ain't mine.
Yeah, I bet.
First of all.
Eh, whatever. Teach his own. I ain't hating on it.
I mean, it is what it is.
I wish I had a skill like crocheting.
It's therapeutic. It's not mine.
I bet it is therapeutic.
But, I mean.
You ever thought about reading a book?
I have several books that I read.
You're reading currently? What's the last book you read?
The book that's in my living room.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's Nick Foles' autobiography. Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, he's a quarterback for the Eagles.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you're reading an autobiography? You ever read any nonfiction? Fiction? You ever read any fiction works?
Not really.
No? What's the last thing you read?
I read The Rock's autobiography.
Last time I was in fucking school.
Yeah? Fucking.
I used to read, like, the Magic Treehouse books.
I've never read an autobiography.
They're really good. It gives you a lot of insight into people's thought processes and...
Does it?
Like, their lives and...
Yeah. See? I don't know. It's very
knowledgeable.
I feel like I prefer fiction, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like real.
Sometimes I feel like I've had enough of this world as it is. I want to get away from it.
That's why you, like, read a book about someone else's life and, you know...
No,
the trials and tribulations of their life. Like so, in Nick Foles, we
can learn from that.
And Nick Foles' autobiography talks about his wife and her health issues and things like that, and him stepping away from football to kind of deal with that, and then his wife pushing him back into football, and then he won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And like,
oh shit. Okay,
yeah, the trials and tribulations of someone else's life.
There you go.
Gives you perspective.
Yeah, but at the same time. Like, you can read fiction, and the protagonist will also go through trials and tribulations. A good portion of
it. I just was never into, like, Harry Potter.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. No. It doesn't have to be Harry Potter. There are so many different kinds of fiction.
Oh, I got you. I'm just saying, like, I was never into those type of books or anything, so.
Yeah.
In school, like, I read a lot of biography books.
There you go.
Like, I think I read one on Napoleon before. One on Hitler, The Rock. I read one on The Rock. Stone Cold wrote a biography book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he actually seems like a pretty cool dude.
He's pretty cool.
Like I've seen him, I think he's got a podcast, and I've seen him on there, like, interviewing people, and Stone Cold just seems like, he doesn't seem all that stone cold. He seems like a pretty nice guy, to be honest with you.
Like lukewarm?
Like, I would say warm. He seems like a warm kindred spirit, if I'm being like,
I feel that, though. I mean, I feel like he's a very down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
Just an old redneck.
Yeah. Seems cool. But, I mean, how many people do you think are like that? That, like, kind of get a bad reputation because that's who they kind of portray in the media?
Their persona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's the fucking flip side of that where you got people who are, like, put out, like, made out to be these, like, immaculate people. They're fucking perfect in every way. And then,
dude, you know who I consider would be, like, probably one of the most down-to-earth people? Never met him or anything, but, like, celebrity-wise?
Who?
Adam Sandler.
You think so?
I agree with that. The things that I've heard, I feel like he's a very down-to-earth, like, fucking just, like, mellow guy.
I feel like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
He always seems like a pretty down-to-earth dude.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. I hate when you have a celebrity that, like, you like their movies and stuff like that, and then you, like, see an interview with them or something, and they just seem like they come across, like, super, like, pretentious and just, like, arrogant, and it's like, man, that's kind of messed up. Like, why you gotta act like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hate to see it, but I don't know. Maybe one day we'll get to meet celebrities and interview celebrities. That'd be sick.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. One day we're going to have Paul Rudd sitting in your kitchen.
No, I feel like we'll be a little bigger than that at that point.
Yeah, hopefully.
I feel like we might have a fucking spot.
I mean, at some point, maybe. You know, the thing is, we got to get a sponsor first. We don't get a sponsor.
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll just fucking keep riding it out, see what happens. Nothing else to do.
20 years later.
Yeah, we're still sitting in your fucking kitchen.
Hopefully it's a nicer kitchen at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I enjoy doing this with you guys. I enjoy doing it. Like, every guest that we've had so far, I've like, enjoyed their thoughts and opinions.
Get a little perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody's living a different life. Everybody's got a different perspective on the same shit. You know what I mean? So it's kind of cool to kind of have the same conversations with different people and kind of see how they respond to it. Yep. It's nice. It would be really great, though, if we could get some viewer feedback every now and then. So if you're watching this, you've made it this far, and you have any topics of discussion that you would like to hear us bring up on the next episode or in the near future, you know, put it in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on Spotify, there is a like a little question box type thing where you can put notes. And we will see that shit. Like, if you want to put something, we see it, we read it.
Tell us we suck.
Yeah, if you want to tell us we suck, that's fine too.
But give us information.
Yeah, if you're going to tell us we suck, at least tell us why, because that would help us out, too.
Yeah.
You know? Give us a little bit of constructiveness behind that criticism.
Amen.
But other than that, man, what do you think?
This has been Intrusive Thoughts.
Hell yeah, brother.